Mr. Bond praised America's role in developing innovative technology to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Speaking Thursday to a group of students at UN headquarters, the Secretary General noted that while Washington has not signed the Kyoto Protocol on climate change, discussions in the Bush administration and in Congress have raised public awareness about global warming. Answering a student's question, Mr. Bond expressed hope that the United States, the world's largest greenhouse gas emitter, would take the political lead in searching for a successor to the Kyoto Treaty, which expires in 2012.
I hope that the United States, while they have taken their role in innovative technologies as well as promote cleaner energies, will also take lead in this very important and urgent issues which international community must look for beyond the Kyoto Protocol for the common prosperity of the human being in the future.
In his speech to the students, Mr. Bond described himself as a child of the Korean War and recalled his youth in South Korea under the constant threat of a nuclear winter. But he said the environmental threat facing the globe today is just as serious.
Today, war continues to threaten countless men and women and children across the globe. It is a source of untold suffering and loss. And the majority of the United Nations work still focuses on preventing and ending conflict. But the danger posed by war to all of humanity and to our planet is at least matched by the climate crisis and global warming.
The UN chief said the world needs a more coherent system of international environmental governance to meet the challenge. He pointed to the world body as the natural choice for creating such a system.
These issues transcend borders. That is why protecting the world's environment is largely beyond the capacity of individual countries. Only concerted and coordinated international action, supported and sustained by individual initiative, will be sufficient. The natural arena for such action is the United Nations.
The chief U.S. climate negotiator this week said the United States remains committed to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. Negotiator Harlan Watson said even though the United States has not signed the Kyoto Protocol to the framework agreement, and even though emerging economic giants such as India and China are exempt from its requirements, all three are working to cut harmful carbon emissions. Watson defended the Bush administration's decision to stay out of the Kyoto regime, arguing that its requirements would cost an estimated $400 million a year and result in the loss of nearly 5 million U.S. jobs. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.